everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. Here we are with broadcast number 21 in our study in the book of Ephesians. We'll be looking in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. Have your Bible ready. The fight is on, the right and wrong engage today, and the devil would have you lose your victory in the Lord today, or by choice we can have the victory. We're going to listen to this message and song that has a good message about that. It says, each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand he leads the way, and with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand he leads the way. And with each breath whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. At times I feel my faith begin to waver, when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when he is by my side. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. I trust in God, no matter come what may, for life eternal is in his hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. Until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me.
I'm reading in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, talking about how Jews and Gentiles are all one in the body of Christ. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Now we have the word enmity twice, and we have the word peace, so making peace. The word peace is found in Ephesians 7 times. The word enmity, according to Vine's Bible Dictionary, this word means the opposite of agape love. According to the dictionary, enmity means the state of feeling or being actively opposed or hostile to someone or something. Now, this world, they do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're not neutral. They're hostile against them. Why do they take the name of Jesus and use it as a swear word? That's exactly why. And then in verse 17, we have the word peace again. It says, he came and preached peace to you, which were afar off, referring to us Gentiles, and to them that were nigh, referring to God's people in the nation of Israel. So when we talk about peace, the Bible talks about peace from God, peace with God, and the peace of God. Peace from God, that's happened at Bethlehem when Jesus came. Peace with God, that happens at salvation. And the peace of God, that's the peace that passes understanding, the kind of peace we can have if we'll do what is recorded in the last three chapters of this book of Ephesians, and we'll get to that. Verse 18, it says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now it says, let's read verse 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now we are both, that is Jews and Gentiles, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens and part of the household of God. What an amazing verse. To be a stranger is to be living in a country where the language is different and they don't understand. We need to understand that they don't understand. We try to talk to people about the Lord. You're talking a different language. They are strangers. But if you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens together. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers. So we have the rights that come with not being foreigners and not being strangers. We talked earlier in our series here about being adopted into the household of God. We have all the privileges that come with adoption. And so it says in verse number 20 that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now it says that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Way back in Isaiah 28:16, it's referred to there. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, and a sure foundation. Psalm 118, verse 22 says, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. First Peter talked about it. He put it this way in verse 7 of chapter 2. Unto you, therefore, who believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they are appointed. What are they appointed to? To stumble, because they are disobedient. So we have two groups. We have them which believe, and them which are disobedient. Which group are you in? Well, in our message and song as we began this program, one of the verses says, at times I feel my faith begin to waver. When up ahead I see a chasm wide, it's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when He is by my side. Listen to this message in song, day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what He deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me He made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, here to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting.